Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
You gonna stop chewing first?
That's how I pull back.
Got no etiquette. Pause, man. No mic on, etiquette man. At all.
And we back.
I said pause.
With another episode, Minority Minds Podcast. I'm trying something different.
That worked.
Yeah, I'm trying something different. Yeah.
You got to put on a Quiet Storm voice.
Oh, welcome back to Minority Minds Podcast.
You can't stop the rain.
Oh, did that catch? No, it didn't.
What?
I thought it got caught.
With the rain?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, we back. He ain't Tardi B no more. He just do it ugly.
Dad had B.
Yeah, Dad had B.
I like that.
Godfather over here.
And Tardi D.
Tardi B in the building.
It is what
Wacky
it is.
100.
Right. What's going on, fellas?
I just realized if one of us is late, that could apply and it can rhyme with everybody. Tardi G.
Too bad. Tardi C. He can't never be tardy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be tardy.
He's always on time.
I was here before him last week.
Shit.
I wasn't here to know.
You gotta put on your IG stories, man.
I do.
What about all these bad stuff stories?
Anyway.
Oh, fit.
What's going on with you?
Living life.
Coogi sweater now.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's not talk about Coogi sweaters.
Them don't expensive as hell.
Just right. Trash, too.
You tripping.
Look like a Skittle wearing, walking around a furry-ass Skittle.
What's wrong with Skittles, man? Taste the rainbow.
I don't know
where. We are allies to the rainbow community. We taste the rainbow.
I don't want to wear it, though. I don't want no furry-ass Skittles.
You don't want to taste the rainbow?
I'm good. I think you're all for that.
I'm not that type of ally.
You're in a crowd, not participating, say, oh, yeah, wow. Rooting for you in a neutral field.
Wow. You an ally, B?
No, you're not, Jerry. You know they don't like the Rainbow Coalition.
I support from afar.
Wow.
I have no issues.
Also meaning, get them gay dudes away from me.
Get out of here, my friend.
My son is gay.
Oh, you hit gay.
Why are you gay? Who says I'm gay? You are gay.
It's not funny, but it's hilarious.
Shit, it's hilarious to me.
Every time to start the bomb.
No, every time I watch that video, yeah. It just randomly pop up on my feed. You see, he got straight to it.
Straight into it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Right,
let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Sorry.
So what we got, fam?
We could talk about the lackluster sporting event that took place this past weekend.
Was it really lackluster?
Yeah.
Why was it lackluster?
Because football.
See, this one is under 5'5". He just mad because you bet on it?
No. I stopped betting a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Lying like shit. I seen that nigga bet yesterday.
So who watched the game?
I watched the game. Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Cody B? I was late, but.
Which y'all was cuddling?
He said y'all was cuddling.
I didn't know I was over there.
Because that's the only time you're going to watch football.
Touche. Touche. Well played. Yeah.
I thought you said you was a part of the coalition from afar. What? Who you color watching football? Barry Sanders.
Barry Manilow. Speaking of which, do you know Barry Manilow's gay?
I don't even know who Barry Manilow
y'all
is.
Y'all know who that is either.
For real?
I mean, I know you the name. Know
Barry Manilow? Yeah, I just found out today.
I don't know what he looked like, though. Like, if we walk
that's fine.
Past each
he
other.
Look like a white man that sings.
Yeah, like, I don't know what he looked like.
Cruise music.
Oh, I keep getting him confused with Michael Bolton.
That's the one. That's the one that sang Mandy.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Don't look it up. Song?
Dude's fantastic.
You know, you can sing it right now. For the
I'm good.
See, that would have been Patreon content.
Exactly. And I'm still good.
You ain't a team player.
Right.
But you came late.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Okay, so where did y'all watch the game at?
The houses.
The houses.
Oh, yeah, he was cuddling.
He was cuddling it up.
I was at Brooklyn.
With a heterosexual woman.
Wow.
Overcompensating.
That was a big overcompensation.
I felt
Beach.
A joke from Beach coming.
I could be serious.
I need to go
if
all
I could be
for
serious
one.
For a second. But yeah, so I watched it at Brooklyn, mm-hmm. sitting in the first section. Because I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go out anyway. Because the plan was to go to Barcode mm-hmm. and after I left Brooklyn, after the game. So I was like, fuck it. Then they ended up giving me a cheesecake with the happy birthday. I even got the lights.
That was your actual day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
So it was cool. And, you know.
Any B-hotches?
Yeah, I mean, this girl bought me a green tea shot. And I never had that before.
Ooh.
How was that?
I don't really like green tea. Hmm. But it was all right. You know.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had green tea shots?
Yeah. They don't even taste like liquor.
So it tastes like what?
They taste like straight. I mean, you know how you drink a shot and mm-hmm.
like, it tastes they be like they be big. They be they like big shots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like lemon drops.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like okay. that, yeah.
But it's actually really strong.
Don't mind her. She's all right.
But yeah, it was cool. Then, I mean, you know, all the girls, it was a lot more girls out, but we already knew why they was there. Because mm-hmm. as soon as Rihanna stopped performing.
They left.
The interest in the game waned.
Oh, they stayed though?
They went upstairs to party.
Oh, okay.
They paid to get in there.
That's true.
That's debatable.
NFL got their
Oh, yeah, I forgot you wasn't at the door.
Exactly. But, what did you guys think of Rihanna's performance?
It wasn't a performance.
Why you said that?
What did she do?
She was on that little...
What did she do?
See, here come the hating ass midget right. nigga.
She wore that. Dang, man, that was real offensive, man.
That's the point. He ain't taking no offense to her. He know it was right. coming.
How you do?
Because how many times have you heard that? In
exactly.
Exactly.
Dang.
What if he held it in this whole time?
It's okay. Mm. Hey, when it's my time, I'm going to drink my medicine. But so what didn't you like about it, Frio?
I mean, I don't think that I've liked any halftime shows when it's just one person. It's like.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean. She was just floating around on the platform. She danced a little bit.
Super pregnant.
Exactly. She knew she had to do the halftime show, and she wanted to get raw dog. She's selfish.
Dang.
She's unprofessional.
Wow. What?
How is she unprofessional?
Because she got pregnant, and she knew she had a job to do.
She still did the job.
She terribly.
She did it.
It was terrible? I don't think it was terrible. You think it was terrible?
It was all right. I mean, she's not a dancer, so I won't expect her to dance, and then... She's up like 100 feet in the air.
Exactly.
Like what you want her to do.
With no wiring to catch her.
She was wired to the platform.
One could say.
Yeah, she was.
But oh, yeah.
I want her to have her fucking feet on the ground and beat them. All right? I want you to dance, to do something.
She couldn't dance before she was pregnant. The most she did was like
wine.
Had that seizure on stage. Like,
no, she do the wine. Wine her hips. She always been doing that. She Caribbean. That's in the blood.
I hear you.
What about you, B?
One could argue that it's a lot of people that don't dance, but they had a good performance. Like, one could argue that Prince or Aerosmith I mean, I'm not saying.
Did you actually watch Prince's performance?
I just watched the Purple Rain joint. That joint was tight.
Okay, and
especially because it was raining. I ain't really watch that joint. But I just be thinking about the fact that, like, they don't take me for the type to be dancing.
Well, I'll let you know
yeah.
that Prince used to have the butt cheeks of his jeans cut out. And he would turn around and clap his cheeks.
You know what? I would never know that because I didn't watch it long enough to see that part. Oh.
Wait, at the Super Bowl?
No. Not at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I know about that.
That's what his performances were.
Yeah, I mean, I know about that, but I'm talking about, like, specifically for the Super Bowl.
Not he was playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Because he got in trouble. Because they said the silhouette of his guitar looked like a penis.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because it was his logo, it's right?
It was his logo. So it looked like two balls in a shaft.
So, I mean, I think it was a... I mean, what do you expect? Once I seen she was pregnant, I was like, we're not going to expect much from her.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she still even came out and then still didn't do, she did like a 12-minute set, 18-minute set.
12.
With no features and didn't bring nobody out. And people were still excited. I mean, what, 136 million people watched that shit? More people than the fucking game? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she did her job.
Oh, let me ask you.
But I mean, of course, it all depends. But it all depends on how they calculate the views. I mean, she has a loyal fan base, but at the same time,
loyal fan base. Okay, all
right. She has a loyal fan base. So, like,
I want to go.
Once they said that she was going to be the halftime performance, people tuned in, and then you watch it, and then it's trash, but you still get credit for the numbers.
I think Gaga's joint was worse.
I think the Weeknd joint was terrible.
You tripping.
That was one of the best.
You ain't got no friends now. This nigga just be saying anything.
I'm with you, Beast.
You don't even like anything.
I don't like
Name a Weeknd song
either.
That you actually went out your way to listen to.
It's not about the songs. It's about the performance. He in a fucking a mirror house walking around.
Yeah, man. Because they don't understand. They didn't watch After Hours.
They didn't.
That's why. If you watch After Hours.
Trash. That was one of the best performances.
See, you know who you want to perform?
Gunna.
Tum Tum.
Tell him what the fuck is
that? He want Tum Tum. He want to hear Caprice music.
But you know what, though? I'll say this. Like, I think Bruno Mars is the best Super Bowl performer, like, ever. Like, his joints was super entertaining. Especially that 1 year when Beyonce was on there.
Yeah.
Like, that joint was lit.
I'm not going to argue. That was one of the best ones.
Time out.
Then Coldplay came and ruined it. Yeah, they did ruin
it. Time out. How could you ever go over your boy, MJ?
I mean.
Are you crazy?
Look, man. I like that
joint,
too.
Janet Jackson had the best one because I seen the titty. Ratchet.
Sticking with our theme for the day. Just ratchet. Toxic masculinity.
The tiggle bitty.
Masculinity.
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't go over the fact that she did make a tribute to Kanye with her.
Definitely did with the fit.
The fit, the whole stage presence. Do you see the floating stage?
Not dancing. Yeah.
Exactly.
He dances, though. Not good, but he dances. I mean, but she wasn't going to dance. One of her backup dancers almost fell off the platform.
I didn't see that one.
Exactly. That would have made it worthwhile.
Been hilarious.
Best performance, I mean, for the wrong reasons.
She started off with "Bitch Better Have My Money." I did not expect her to ever sing that song. I was like, the NFL let her do this? It's kind of crazy. Yeah. And then, I mean, I thought it was good. And you know, the real winner of the game is A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
He got two in the chamber within a year.
He let one out of the chamber already. So.
No, I'm talking about in her chamber. She about to push out two for him. He wins. That nigga ain't never going to have another hit record ever again in his life. But he going to walk around with his shit. If that was me, I'd walk around with my nuts out all day. What you going to tell me?
Nothing.
Fucking Drake tried, failed. Chris Brown tried to come back, failed.
He did.
Better than dude tried, failed.
Chris Brown just got blocked.
What you mean?
Off of that? He got blocked for that?
I mean, because she wanted to go back to Chris Brown, but because of the stigma and like the whole domestic violence stuff, she she didn't, and she was like, "I'm going to be the one who stands up for people of domestic still an violence." L.
No matter how you try to paint the L is an L.
I mean, I did watch this side note. I did watch this video about Chris Brown telling his side of the story, and I just thought that was kind of insightful or interesting because for the like when the story first came out, it was like, "Oh shit!" Like, dang, Chris Brown beat the shit out of her. Like, boom, boom, boom. Woman beater. But then it's like, dang, wait a second. It takes two to tag a like.
That was on my birthday, too.
Once I heard that he got bit, I mean, he bit her, mm-hmm. I said, nobody is biting people in a fight with their winning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you biting somebody, you try anything at that point to get them off of you.
Facts. So
you have rabies.
That was such a random thing. Like, why are you biting somebody? Like,
I mean,
I'm gonna go out of my way to bite you. Like, what?
I do think they need to not let it go because what he did was wrong. But at some point, we gotta be like, look, he was fucking, was he 20 at the time? 22? 19? He was a fucking kid. He reacted like a kid. He fucked up. Damn, the nigga, he in his 30s now, still getting fucking blackballed because of that.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
And domestic violence goes both ways.
Shit. Blueface out here punching Chrisean Rock in the face every other week and still getting love. What the hell?
I think you got that backwards.
Man, she be
fucking him up.
About to say.
he knocked the tooth out.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
I
ain't know
that. Like, I just thought, like,
but what is she doing? She busts his head open multiple times.
Yeah.
It's a lot of domestic violence on TV, is what I'm saying.
And it's got,
and niggas are still glorified. Famous.
But yeah, that's what I said. Domestic violence. You still got your man
Stevie out here. Fuck it. Chief.
Stevie.
Oh, but I wanted to backtrack and talk about this one thing I saw. It was on the pregame show. Steve Berman literally said, he was like, it's two black quarterbacks starting the Super Bowl and coincidentally on Abe Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, did he just, like, he said that shit on live TV.
Dang.
What?
Like, what do y'all think about that?
I didn't see it, but that's kind of wild. But then I wouldn't be surprised coming from him. He's like old as hell. So he was, he's not mentally there.
You think that the producer was in the ear like, don't say that, don't say that.
They was like, cut. Cut to break immediately.
It's like too late to bleep it out.
It was like after he said it was like silence on the booth because it was like you could tell that like other people was like, yo, what the fuck did he just say?
But, I mean, he's retired, right?
No.
Oh shit.
He still working.
He was working.
Yeah. He still
come out for just one game.
But he still got a little show that come on. Is it ESPN still?
It's on Patreon.
This episode was bought by Patreon. But he has a show on ESPN Plus, I think.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I can't believe he said that shit on live TV. I mean, it was so bad that another white guy that I listened to his podcast was like, I can't believe he said that shit.
Like, man, who going to cancel him? Nobody.
Because don't nobody watch the pregame show anymore.
But I didn't watch
damn.
It.
Damn.
I mean, I watched the halftime show.
Yeah, he was like, why are they taking a knee? Game over.
I paused that shit. I had to put Phoenix to sleep. I'm like, okay, let me go.
Phoenix would have been watching the game that night.
I was like, you talking some? What? You late, bro. I could have told you who won the game already.
Speaking of the game, Patrick Mahomes is the devil.
Why? Because he's white?
How you got a... Well, he half. But how do you have a high ankle sprain, get tackled, look like you about to die, then just walk back like normal?
You should have played Blitz the League. I already know what they did to him in the locker room.
No, but when they rolled his ankle, it wasn't even halftime yet. He was, and he got up screaming, was in agony. Like 2 minutes later, was just up walking regular. Steroids ain't doing that.
Could be adrenaline about to say, and steroids.
It's numbing. Right. They ain't giving steroids.
Nigga ain't limp again for the rest of the game.
He was numb.
I'm talking about before halftime.
I hear you.
But I don't think they had another drive after that. I thought the Eagles had the ball all the way to the half.
It don't matter. Show him on the sideline walking normal. This nigga the goddamn devil.
That's the white side, huh?
Yeah. I wonder if he knows that that might not be his baby. She too damn white.
So well, is Drake's baby. That's what happens.
That's Drake's baby. You see Drake's baby?
Yeah, I thought he would have.
That baby don't look like him neither.
Darkened out a little bit.
Yeah. Adonis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker got blonde hair, blue eyes. Aryan.
Aryan brotherhood.
Quite frankly.
But yeah, once you go past like the half Drake. Mark, you white.
He do.
Yeah. He do. I haven't really.
He look like him a little bit.
Who? Drake. Your son? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got a lot of hair.
Yeah. No, he look more like Drake's mom.
I mean, she is gross.
Yeah. She's that nigga look like Tommy Egan.
Oh shit! But yeah, it was a good. I thought it was a good Super Bowl. Good defense. I think the right team won.
Told you guys gonna win. I mean, you was talking about defense front but four.
Nah, honestly, in all actuality,
front four ain't do shit. They let
only threw for 130 pounds. But they yards.
How much?
Because they did the right things when they needed to do them.
Hey, and some of them points came on defense.
He wasn't the best quarterback on the field.
Well, I didn't watch the
and
first
they scored
half,
one touchdown. Well, shut on the hell defense. Up. No. He didn't even watch it. Like, they never stopped the Eagles. The Eagles, boy, they fucked up at was kicking the field goal.
Where?
It was like, I think it was first half, wasn't it?
See? I don't even know.
I remember it was first half. Because they was up, if they went for a touchdown, they up by two touchdowns.
I mean, the biggest.
They went up by 10 at half, and the Chiefs always played good second
half. The biggest thing was that fumble.
Yes, that was.
So, because they would have, if they would have scored on that one, they would have been up.
Two touchdowns.
Instead of
10.
So it would have been 21-7. But he fumbled, they scored, it was 14-14.
Yeah. So the Eagles defense, they played all right. It just, they didn't make the plays at the end.
And if they don't call that holding call, and Philadelphia gets the ball back, they probably win because Kansas City didn't stop them at all.
The biggest factor was, so Kansas City played on that field at the beginning of the season. First game, I think it was week one. They complained about the field being fucked up. So when they came back this game, they wore longer cleats, and the Eagles didn't. Mm. So the Eagles are slipping all over the place. It might have been only one person from the Chiefs that I saw slip and fall. For the most part, they were good, and that played a part in it too.
Yeah, but like that shit was dumb. Like they was talking about they painted
all over the fucking field.
Yeah, like they painted the grass green, and then still painted all of the logos and stuff on the field. Cause in Arizona, that shit was dead.
Well, apparently they
and they used like a new strain of grass.
A new strain of grass that was
playing on a weed field. Like O2.
True.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of things.
Dumb.
Yeah, I mean he was up most of the game. It just at the end they couldn't finish.
I like that it was a high scoring game. Like, it's like it's cool. I didn't mind that they won by a field goal. So long as it was a high-scoring game, as opposed to they only scoring field goals, and then they won by a field goal. So that was cool.
It's a 50-50 thing, I'm about to say, because, like, when you see, like, defensive stops, it's cool. But that's why they're kind of, like, they're getting more fans, but I feel like, traditional and hardcore football fans aren't necessarily as impressed with the game anymore.
Nah. Because they made it too. I like the defensive games.
Yeah. And so, they made
so
it like.
I'm labeled as a traditionalist now.
No, you're a mainstream fan.
I haven't watched football in like
that's,
8 years.
But that's what a mainstream fan is. You don't watch the games and really analyze. You just want to see the score.
I don't even see the score.
I'm just saying, you want to see highlights.
I'm just saying, you're not a traditionalist.
I don't even watch those. I literally just watched one game.
Traditionalist.
You're just not even a football fan
at all.
You would be called a conservative because you just kind of come in and come out. You might watch a game here and there, but you don't really know nobody. You kind of just look at the jerseys and see what team is good, and then you float in and out. Like how people who don't watch the NBA till after like the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like you're one of those. That's fine. It's a lot of you.
I am one of those.
You don't watch no sports.
You don't watch shit.
Exactly.
I watch highlights.
That's not watching sports. That's watching highlights. You might as well go on IG stories and do that.
I mean, they like the full game highlights. They like 10 minutes long.
That's
I know it's
one last one you see.
Lakers versus Pelicans this morning.
House of Highlights. Those are the ones, right?
Yeah.
It's trash.
They're terrible.
They give you no context. Of
they do. They really do. They really
I don't
do.
Think so.
See, because you don't even watch. You don't even
I
know.
I do watch
them. I've watched them.
They don't give the full give context. They give you context. Of the
game.
They don't show.
No,
they don't show the stuff that doesn't
because
make it on TV.
I watch them because I have a coworker who watches them. Mm-hmm. And I be trying to tell them, like, what you be seeing is, like, they'll show you all of somebody's makes. But then you go look at the box score and the motherfucker done shot 15 for 38. And you talk about something.
Shit, yeah, 12, he, 9 yeah. for 28.
He like, he was cooking. Like, motherfucker, he shot all the fucking shots. He should have had the amount of points that he had. Mm-hmm. That nigga, sorry. Yeah,
no see, they don't do it all the time.
They don't do it like that. Yeah, they don't see, do it like that. I actually watched the score. That's why.
If it's for like, if it's like a specific player, yeah, they'll do that. Like, oh, Lakers, LeBron highlights. Yeah, they'll do that. But if it's a full game highlight,
but I'm just saying, like the full game highlight, if they don't unless it's a big play that happened, they're not going to show you the turnovers. They're not going to show you all of those things, like the mistakes that the people make. Mm-hmm. But when you watch the game, you can really be like, you're like, yeah, I mean, he ended up doing this and that, but it's like, look at right here where he missed the open man and he missed
the
shot,
or
he turned
turnovers.
The ball over, or he didn't make the right, you know, he didn't right make the right defensive assignment, or he threw the ball to the coach.
Yeah,
you know, like kids literally watch. That's how they watch sports now. They watch House of Highlights and watch all this shit. They don't understand like it's certain things that happen that might not seem significant, but cause the game to go this way or go that way. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's all because of this new social media age.
Yeah, but you part of that because you consume it.
I consume it, but when I actually have the time to watch it, I watch it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying.
I'm both.
I ain't so.
I'm bi on that.
Damn.
Wait, you a full bi or you bi curious?
You know what, Beast?
Full. Dark in here.
I accidentally hit that, though.
You good. My knee. All right, good.
You said it's wow. Okay, so let's move on. Valentine's Day. Who did anything?
Free. You do anything free?
Left you hand or right hand?
Both.
Bro.
Both of them. Pepper grinder.
How painful as hell.
But it's not dope. Pause.
Okay, don't make it weird. So what you do, B?
I want to take the girl I've been dating to dinner. I got her flowers.
You sure? Why you sound so unsure?
Because right. Oh, I missed the reservation and then I had to like
this motherfucker
tardy. Motherfucker.
I missed it.
First you tardy to the podcast, then you tardy to your own
I was
dinner
tired
reservation.
Today, but I was definitely tardy. Yeah. So like, yeah, I had to help my parents or something. So like. And I left my wallet, like, but I wasn't too far. But yeah, it was yeah.
Grown ass man out here just ain't never on time for
but
shit.
You know what? I don't
losing
know
wallets
to,
and shit.
I could have.
There's Apple Pay.
Facts.
Yeah.
Literally.
Or sure. Just walk out.
That's facts.
Nah, he too tall to be walking out. Right. He don't blend in with the crowd.
Be like, oh yeah, let me get something in my car real quick. I'll take
look
this car.
Look at that tall nigga leaving.
Gotta leave a disposable jacket.
Wear a fucked up jacket just so you ain't mad that you lost it. He'd be like, why he taking everything out of his jacket pockets? I just gotta go to the car.
His phone right here. Oh, it's a
see,
prepay. It's a
you,
murder.
You put the jacket on her when y'all walking in, so they'll think it's hers. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, she ain't even paid.
And
she
you gotta wear a mask. Now you can wear a mask, and they won't even see your face.
Exactly.
That's but now, yeah, reservation was for Copper Canyon, but I didn't get there in time. I was pushing thing back, but I still made the most of it. And I found somewhere else. I could have just, it'd be one thing if I was like, yeah, I'm late. All right, we're not going to make it no more. You got dressed up, so we're going to have to do this another day. But, man, she was looking good. So I was like, man, I was going to find somewhere else regardless or cook, but I wasn't really trying.
You would have not got no coochie if you would have took it back to the house and cooked.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, not that night. Not that night. It was a paradise.
Here you go, cereal and toast and some orange juice. I got you some
so what'd you take
this?
We went to this spot called Grill Marks. Or Grill Mar X. I'm gonna say Grill Marks. It's this steakhouse, but they sell like other stuff. And that was in Clarksburg. That was the only place I could find.
The fuck is Clarksburg?
It's past Gaithersburg.
In Montgomery County.
Far as shit.
It's not far as hell.
Yeah, Clarksburg going towards Hagers.
God.
And Frederick. Like right before Frederick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe right before Frederick, but like.
It's Hagers like Town's right after Frederick, man.
Dang, son.
You drove that far?
No, because I feel like I'll be driving like this way for Maryland, and then Hagerstown is like up here.
And so if you look at the map, viewers can't see. You got Silver Spring, then you got Bethesda
to the right.
Then you got Germantown, then you got Clarksburg, then you got Frederick. Damn, then you got Hagerstown.
What the fuck?
Because you had to get on 270, right?
Yeah.
You drove by yourself?
Nah. Like
she was with you?
She was with me.
Oh, see, that's why. It don't like, feel. Time goes slow when you with the person you want, huh?
What you mean?
he ain't expecting. Like, oh, damn, we going where?
He didn't realize how far he was driving to this gas light canyon.
Which couple of canyons were y'all trying to go to?
Silver Spring.
Okay, so you was heading that way. Mm.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
I was like, fuck it, let's go to
Clarksburg. How late were you going
to
be?
Super late. So like this reservation was at 6:15. I didn't get to her place till 6. So I was
she lives
like,
where? In what
Laurel,
city?
Laurel.
You wouldn't go make it. Not
you
wouldn't
make it now.
And same and
I'm parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was Valentine's Day.
And
I called ahead.
How much was the grace period for your reservation?
15 minutes.
Even still, you won't make it.
He would have cut it close.
Right. Yeah.
If you would have called them and say I'm stuck in traffic or something, they might have fucked with you.
Maybe you went there and said you had a reservation. You probably
but it is Valentine's Day, so it's probably one of the busiest.
They did say that even if I missed the reservation, they would have gave it away. But because I had a reservation, they'll try to see what they can do.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really trying to go through all that.
Nah, that's right. Because then you fuck around and don't get a table after an hour. Now she's looking at you like, bitch, what the fuck did you do?
Right.
Yeah. But I'm glad
just
I...
Just go sit down with somebody else.
Hey, don't I know you? But nah, Jill. It was cool though. Like this place had really good crab dip. It was far as shit though. Like, oh my god, but
nigga,
it was
got
cool.
On
he
a
just
whole
realized
the highway to go there.
Man, that's why I was.
He
crazy.
Just realized it.
Like, I mean,
far
as
shit. Damn, like you know, ain't got no gas.
I mean, I knew it was
far.
In
Delaware. Like, talking about something. Yeah, it was kind of far. It was damn in another state.
I knew. I mean, I've been to Clarksburg before. That's very far, but it's been a while. So I was like, "Fuck! Why the fuck did I do this?
Why
shit?
Why is it taking so long?"
Damn, that shit was ridiculous. Because
you wasn't gonna get nothing else in Silver Spring.
Nah, hell no.
That shit was dead. That's a dead mission. Mm. You went over there with the white folks.
Mm-hmm. I say should have just went to the one by my house, and then they was. Didn't honor your reservation, you could have just went to the Chipotle or the Wings 21. Hey, Wegmans got good burgers.
I was just about to say Wegmans.
Dinner date at Wegmans. Yeah, you ain't lying. Definitely wasn't getting no coochie there.
Maybe a handy.
I mean. But now it's cool, man. Got her some flowers, some chocolate, and I got her a necklace.
My man getting romantic.
Pearl
over here.
Necklace? My man.
Pearl. Diamonds and pearls.
Oh, man. Anybody else? No dates?
No.
Oh, you a whole parent now, so you.
No, my date's this weekend. I made sure not doing it on Valentine's Day because that shit is dumb packed. I'm not going through that shit.
Where y'all gonna go?
Just regular movies and somewhere nice.
True.
That's it. Gonna watch the Ant-Man's.
Go to VA.
I know. That's where I'm going.
My God. See?
Talking about for the movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Movie theater
and
restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, true. But the parking
Alexandra
out there?
Yeah. Or Arlington.
I'll figure it out.
There's only one Alamo in VA, though.
Oh, yeah. It is an Alamo in VA.
Crystal City? Yeah, you straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look that up.
What about you, Frio? Who'd you take out? Johnny or Mitch?
They took me out first. Me and my girlfriend, I went to her house and cooked.
See how we just slid that in there,
right?
Me and my lady friend, I went to her spot. I cooked for her.
Oh, what'd you make?
He ate ham.
And then, Yeah, on Valentine's Day, like she cooked, and then we went to the movies.
What y'all go see?
Puss in Boots.
Damn, I wanted to go see that.
Was it funny?
Yeah. Yeah, Banderas.
All right.
I still ain't watched the first one.
So you rubbed her feet afterwards?
Doing.
People in the theater are like, the fuck is that smell?
Smell culture, man. Smell funny.
And y'all got me fucked up.
He's like, damn.
We got good hygiene over here.
Okay. Oh, wow. I ain't do nothing, so you ain't gotta ask me. I was at a basketball game. They being cooked. But yeah, so
he was playing with both ends. God damn. He was choking and poking himself.
God damn. That's a fucked up thing to say.
Oh, that's a horrible visual.
Wow. I don't want to see that.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you?
Golly.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. Like, saying just choking himself.
Oh, man. Looking to yourself in the mirror like, whoo. You was an animal tonight. You had about six heads.
Yikes. Wow. Oh, man. Got dark pretty fast. So I guess we need to talk about our main topic.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's compose ourselves. So main topic. We're talking about toxic traits. Our toxic traits. Other people's toxic traits that we don't like, you know, things of that manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, we all have our negatives. Some would say a toxic trait could be a positive. It depends on the person. So, what kind of, let's start with ourselves, I guess, because everything starts within. Who wants to go first? Who wants to kind of break the ice on the toxic traits?
First of all, you got to break it down, the toxic trait.
So, I mean, something that could be like, okay, this is just my opinion. Toxic trait could be something that you do that you know that might be a detrimental thing, or could be something that you know you shouldn't be doing, but you do it anyway because you can get away with it a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but a lot of times you get away with it. Like, you know, we call Future the Toxic King. He's an asshole to women sometimes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, the women like it. Uh-huh. And they keep coming back. And it intrigues other women, so it just keeps the flock coming for them. But, you know.
Okay.
That's us. So what we got? Who want to go first? Nobody?
We flip the coins? I can go first. I would say, like, I guess it's not toxic to other people. It's toxic to myself. But, like, sometimes always seeing the good in other people and, like sticking around, trying to help them out and things like that, because it's, like, you know that it's, like, you know. It's, like, you see something that they may not see in themselves or other people don't see, or, like, a potential, and you're trying to help them bring it out. But some people, you know.
Yeah,
no, you can't try to help everybody, and it gets to the point where sometimes you start to damage yourself trying to help someone else.
I can see what you mean by that.
That's some real ass shit right there.
Damn. Yeah,
I think me and you've been through that. Just sticking through. Been through, yeah, that. I've definitely been through that. But
he's been through it too. Yeah. Yeah.
How so?
Well.
Like, what's
kind of threw me off there, B.
Like, but no, yeah. So it's like, I mean, like I said, staying in situations longer than you should, just because of the fact that's like you thinking it's going to change, but the person, like, they may show flashes of where they could be better, but they're not consistent with it.
Right.
So you stick around hoping that one day they'll be more consistent.
Keep spinning the block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't worth spinning.
Basically.
Dang.
I could say, I guess I can go. I have a couple. I have a few, cause I do a lot of shit that's fucked up. That people think that I'm a good person, but I do. I leave women on sometimes, knowing I don't really want to be in a relationship. So like, I pretend that it's all good, that I really am into it, but in all actuality, I'm like, I'm getting nervous here. It's getting a little too close. Man. I don't think I want to stick around for this. And then I just stop talking to him.
So you bang him and leave?
Sometimes I don't even bang him. Sometimes we just get the connection. It's like, okay. Fuck.
That's horrible. You let these girls think, he has a real
dog ass. try to show him the greener grass on the other side of that, then close the gate.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
It's a horrible game, B.
Yeah.
Still a game.
I mean, I just feel like, I mean, for me, it's just commitment is hard. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I get to that point, we start getting to that point where it's commitment, I start getting real nervous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me take a step back and stop texting them and stop talking. And then I'm already kind of looking because I'm always been into the chase more than the actual what happens after the chase.
That man start off as Tommy Egan. Then he turns
into...
Who the
fuck is Tommy Egan?
Y'all know Tommy Egan?
I don't watch Power.
Yeah,
I
don't watch
Power. Oh, my God. He start off as Tommy Egan, then he turns into James St. Patrick. Ghost.
You ghosting him. See? What's wrong with you?
Shout out to Power.
It's bit me in the butt a couple of times, because then you realize after they leave that you kind of like them and you probably would have wanted to continue. Yeah. By then you done fucked up, so you can't go back.
But I say, I mean, like, I not to that same extent, but like I said, I guess on the same thing of like seeing the good in people, and like you try for so long, and then when you do this, like finally decide to be like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Like some people are like, you full of shit, this and that, like so. I get it.
I think that's unfortunate because there's that narrative painted that, this people ain't shit. Oh, this nigga ain't shit. Oh, this girl ain't shit. And it's like, is it that they not shit or you're not shit because you didn't reciprocate the energy that they were giving you?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's just,
man. And the worst part about it is, what about to say? So the worst part about it is, it's like I get portrayed as such a good guy, and I think I am a good guy, but it's like
not after this episode.
No, but because I take care of folks.
You live long Dirty enough sea. To become the villain.
I take care of folks, but it's just like, you know, I try to use like me coaching or me working as an excuse not to be around.
That's a legit excuse.
No,
it's a cop out.
It's definitely a cop out.
There's two truths. It's a cop out, but still a good excuse.
It is.
I did not come see you spend the night, and I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a coach.
That's why you'll never let them know.
You can always. Like, but I mean, saying, what they say is true about when they say that, like, you know, people find time for the things that they really like, people they want to really be with, and things like that. So I mean, it's truth in that.
It is. I mean, definitely is.
I remember it was one time. It was around my birthday, but I was messing with a girl. She came to my house, I was messing with a girl the night before. So she come. We had got a hotel room. But I had another girl coming over the next day on my birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm with this girl. We did everything. We even went and bought stuff for Valentine's Day. Then I tell her in the car, I got somebody coming over. And she was like, and she played it off. I was like, oh, shit. But I was like, fuck it. I already said it. So I get home. She leave. The other girl come. I don't tell her nothing. I pretend that I like her too. I didn't like her neither. Didn't like the other one like that neither. And fuck it.
That ain't shit. Dirty.
But you know what?
Dirty motherfucker. You the one fucking it up with a good man out here. Okay.
Follow our page. Look at us on Patreon.
Follow us on Patreon, though.
You know what I said? That's some real shit, though. Because it's happens. Like,
I was like 24.
It's like,
I thought he was doing this last year. Like,
I thought this was recent, too.
So, recently, I just ignore people.
Okay.
and I cop out and I don't and I lose interest. Mm-hmm. This interest is my greatest weapon when I don't want to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up because they really get into it and I'm just like, oh. I'm like, oh man, I'm not feeling this shit because when I see red flags, it makes me back up. And sometimes the red flags don't be that severe. But then a lot of times the red flags is like, yo, like what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But sometimes it don't even be red flags, just don't be into it. Because, you know, when you look the way I look, you get a lot of women that you're not attracted to trying to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you show any sign of kindness, they think that's their way in.
Yeah.
And then you like, fuck, now I'm stuck with this shit. This motherfucker, booger wolf ass.
Oh my God.
But you know, sometimes being mean is still a form of kindness. I learned that from Love Don't Cost a Thing. Sometimes you gotta be mean.
Man,
and be kind.
I'm not ever gonna learn nothing from a Nick Cannon movie.
Nah, that was like one of the realest bars I've ever heard, though.
That nigga got 25 kids. Ain't nothing nobody to learn say. From him.
Nah, only because. I'm joking.
He only got 24 kids.
Does he really got 24? How many kids he got now? Like 12?
He up there.
He got 10 baby mothers. I know one of his joints had twins, so
that's insane.
So what about you, B? What's your toxic trait? Is it tardiness?
It's definitely tardiness. Definitely.
Okay. Like, go ahead.
It's definitely tardiness, being late. Like, I hate to admit it, but like, even sometimes with like my real estate shoots, like I'd be like, it's certain people, I'd be like, yeah, man. Like the other day,
this is recent. Okay.
Yeah, so recent. Like, it was already planned in advance. She's like, yeah, man, I gotta leave by like 9:40. So be there at 9 a.m. sharp. I was like, bet. Like, a couple days scheduled.
10:15.
What's today's Thursday? Yeah, this was yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, I don't do it all the time, but hey, it is what it is. So,
edit that out.
Yeah, this ain't a good look for you, B.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you're right.
Keep it in. If I'm fucking up, I ain't gonna be the only one going down. So go ahead, B.
But yeah, man. I get there, it was like 9, probably like 5 to 10 minutes late. But it's like in my head, I'm like, I'm driving, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm gonna leave. So yeah, I was at Shorty House and I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna leave at 7. 7, get home, get my camera, I'm gonna be there on time, get some breakfast in between. Mm-hmm. I'm still there, and I'm like, shit. Then I get on the road, I'm like, fuck, man, it's hella traffic. And I get to my house, it's 8:40, but the house is in Bowie. So it wasn't like, it was like a 20-minute commute, but I wasn't going to be there at 9 a.m. sharp. But I had full, there was no reason why I couldn't have been there. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, I was just late. And I was just like, well, you know what? In my head, I'm thinking like, man, shit, this ain't going to take me long. I already looked at the house. Like, it's about to be done in no time. But it's the principle of it that I'm working on, that I'm not proud of myself.
Yeah, because you gotta respect people's time, fam.
Yeah.
Damn, like, you get hired for a job, you gotta be there before the client.
But you know, at the same time, though, it's also, what's toxic about that also for me is when I respect my time, but people don't respect my time, and I let them slide. Mm-hmm. Now that's one thing that's a thing that I need to stop doing. And because then I have a problem with people who have no problem checking me when I'm at fault. But when I see them at fault, I don't say nothing, and they act like they shit don't stink. And it's like, I'm not saying that as a like, oh, tit for tat type of thing.
Petty B.
That might be the new one, yo.
Motherfucker, your ass was late the last time. Nigga, fuck you.
But sometimes I need to be on that. Like I need to start checking people. I don't check people enough. I just sit with it and I deal with it.
And yeah, but that was an excuse you for being.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm saying, but like, it's like, okay, they don't respect your time. That's on you that you let them slide. But that doesn't mean that you, in turn, turn around and say, yeah, I'm going to be late. It's not a big deal.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying.
Nigga, you 6'8". You got to be the bigger person. The fuck?
The fuck? Nah, I don't, that's not my mindset, but I mean, I do understand where you're coming from.
Nah, but see, what I'm saying is, it's not your mindset because your intention is to be there. Intention. Take a shot. It's to be there on time. But then when you're late, you can't have this, whoa, I'm late. Because you never know what client can connect you to the next best client. It can connect you to the next best client. So when you start doing shit like that, and all they gotta do is say, damn, man, I asked this nigga to come and do this thing, and he showed up 20 minutes late. Man, what the fuck? Like, I had somewhere to go. They're like, hey, man, he did the same thing to me. Now your reputation is shit. Just because people treat you bad don't mean you gotta sully your own reputation by being the motherfucker who's always late.
No, and I'm not always late.
To shit.
I'm not.
Could have fooled me. I'm not.
for paid jobs, I'm not always late. Like, I'm just saying.
But even if it's not a paid job, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I get that. I do understand. Like, this is why it's a toxic thing that I'm working on. But I'm also saying that what's also toxic as a segue is that, man, I need to start holding people accountable the way they hold me accountable. I'm not on some like, oh, well, I'm gonna do it because you did it to me, but more so like, hey, I need to let people know that what you did was fucked up, so I need to tell you about it. Well, I guess it is kind of like basically you did it to me, so I did it to you, but it's more so like, all right, cool. Clearly you have no problem holding me accountable, checking me, whatever like that. Okay. So I'm going to do the same thing to you. I'm not going to do it right. I'm going to take this L and move forward. But there's going to be a time where it happens, and I'm going to let you know. Like,
so you're saying your toxic trait is you being petty?
Yeah, being petty.
Okay. Because I'm saying, you said a lot of words. You never used that one.
All that to be petty, B?
Yeah, dog. Got to be petty, man.
But you can't be like, petty in business.
Hell the fuck you can. What you mean?
You can sometimes.
You got it.
It depends on the client.
But professionally petty. Professionally petty. Because
so,
man,
how do you be professionally petty?
You gotta just let them know, like, all right, cool. Well, for example, right? Okay. For example, I think there's a very fine line with customer service. This shit makes me mad. Like, I
know. I can see it in his face. I can see it in his body parts. I can see it in, like, everything. You know what?
There's a riff.
What Kevin Hart say on Drink Chat? You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna spill it.
I've been sitting on this for a while. Like, but I just think about it.
Fuck it.
These motherfuckers out here, right? There's a fine line between customer service and you just being an asshole. You trying to take advantage. You trying to finesse. And so you got to be professionally petty, man. Like, yo, look, for example, a client has no, if I'm late, right? If no, yeah, if they want me to be on time and I'm late, yeah, they don't got no problem. They'll be like, oh, yeah, man, you fucking late. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Boom. Now, I don't ever say shit when they're either late or they're late and the house ain't fucking ready. Or I get there and they're like, oh, the house ain't ready. Oh, just help me move this couch. Or, hey, you know, like, that's your fucking client to get the house ready for. So I'm just there to take pictures, but you taking advantage of my kindness by saying, oh, shit, well, I know I live across the street, but I'm going to get there when you get there. And I'm not going to go through the house and make sure it's ready before you get there. I'm going to do it with you. And it's just like,
they grab that vacuum right there.
Hey, plug that joint in real quick. But that's supposed to be customer service. Or, oh, damn, shit, I may have a shoot 2 hours away.
But we're spending the next, you wanted me to be on time, but we're spending the next 45 minutes, 30, 45 minutes getting the house ready. But I'm supposed to allow that to happen for customer service. I'm supposed to just assume like, oh shit, you know, I don't know what's going on with the owners, you know what I'm saying? Or me, you know, like, it ain't nothing to help them, customer service. But the fuck about me? Like,
because when you're in customer service, it's not about you. About
look, man. Look, man. that's
what,
fucking.
That's exactly what customer service look, is.
Man, I feel you, but that's bullshit. At the same time, it's like, yo, like, see, that's what I'm talking about.
But all you got to do is this, like, I'm about to say, set the terms, set the guidelines, and let it be known. And then, like, if you once you have it in writing, you can be as petty as you want.
Because or you can just fucking leave.
Yeah, you got it in writing. Yeah. So you could show up. They're not ready. Hey.
These are the terms.
This is what you agreed to.
This is your time. Let me ask you. This is your time slot or whatever.
Let me ask you this. Hold on real quick. Let me ask you this. How do you come into agreement with your people? Do you give them contracts?
No.
Then that's where you're fucking up at.
The reason why I don't give them contracts is because, and you're right. That is where I'm fucking up at. Contracts or agreements. The reason why I wasn't was because I follow all these other real estate photographers or just photographers, but just real estate photographers in general. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, yeah, we don't give contracts.
Okay, but that's not, you're
right.
Not them.
I understand that, right? I understand that. But if you're not, like, there was a long time before I got to this point where, like, I just went along with what everybody was saying. Or I was afraid to actually go against the grain of what everybody was saying. I know that's basically the same thing, what mm-hmm. I said. But because I'm thinking, well, shit, everybody else doing it. And they making money. And they're, quote, unquote, business owners. Therefore, all right, well, if you don't offer contracts, I ain't offer contracts. But then I realized after a while, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to do what y'all doing. Y'all doing some wild shit. I'm in the group chat even today. It's people out here that sending the photos before they get paid. Yeah. But then they get mad. They're like, oh, damn, man. I've been chasing this motherfucker for 3 months. 3 months? Oh, fuck no.
He would have been dead after 3 months.
So it's just, man, like, I know I'm kind of veering off a little bit, but that's something that I've noticed with a lot of, like photographers or just, yeah, a lot of creatives in general. A lot of creatives. They talk a good talk as far as saying they run a business, but they don't really operate in that business mindset.
Creators are bad business people.
They are, man. Like, you have to. And the unfortunate truth is that when you, if like, creatives are cheat codes. And I had to learn this, like, just by applying myself. Like, once if a creative ventured more into the business side and wasn't so scared, they'd find out, like, damn, like, that business world is just as creative as the creative world, but with money. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, man, like, I just gotta do a better job.
Let's not, we're veering very far.
I know, I'm veering off. Yeah,
we can get back to you. Still, at the end of the day, fuck what they're doing. You get a blueprint. You don't have to be them because half the time they pretend they're making money, but they ain't really making that much money.
Man, that's some real shit.
So just because they say they're successful, success to them is...
We talked about that.
I got clients.
No, but still.
No, but no, I'm saying, but success to them is I got clients. Your success isn't their success. So you want to show people that you're serious about your business, drop a contract. It don't even have to be a big contract. You can say... This is the agreement. You're paying me this much. You need to be this time. We're going to be done at this time. And there's nothing over it. So if you go over this time, you're paying this amount for my extra time because you're not my only client. Boom.
And this is my policy.
Exactly.
My do's and don't's.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, if they don't respect it, then tell them to go find another rinky-dink motherfucker that can't do pictures as good as you. Mm. That's the end of that conversation.
Because I ain't the rinky-dink nigga for you.
And then you put it in where to hold yourself accountable, if you show up late, you lose this amount of money.
No, don't do that.
Nah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it, don't but do that. You can. They might ask for it, but.
Offer your, like, no, what you do is you put in your contract that you have other clients and grace periods may be necessary.
That's what
don't
I mean.
Tell them that you're going to give them some money back. Nah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm tripping off that.
But I got you.
Still, give yourself a grace period. Say, okay, I have a grace period of 15 minutes or the contract can be terminated.
Yeah.
You can give them that out.
And it could go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's another, I say this last thing, which is still like a toxic trait. I don't know, like I mix business and pleasure.
Yeah.
But not necessarily from a sense of like, oh yeah, it's a bad joint, I'm trying to hit, but I'm gonna do business. Nah, not from that. It's more so like, oh hey, we built this relationship. Not anymore.
Wait, continue.
That was a long time ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Nah, let's not get him in trouble. It was like a year ago.
Oh yeah, my fault. 59 minutes.
No, but seriously. but yeah, like it'd be more so like, okay, we built this relationship. Like, okay, you're a long term client, so I'll let things slide. Even at my detriment. That's a toxic thing. Because then it's just like, oh, okay, you give somebody an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
100%. Yeah. So, moving on from, you know, Mr. Books.
Mr. Do It Ugly.
What you got?
I ain't got nothing, and that's it. Fucking and we out.
Lying ass nigga.
I don't know. I asked Kayla this probably like 2 weeks ago when we were going to do this topic. She said, something I get annoyed easily.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Did it?
I can see it though. Like
I saw it today.
What I do
when you came downstairs?
What I do
when you came downstairs and she was out here trying to do stuff and you was like, I heard it in your voice. You was irritated.
No,
off the air.
After,
well, even if yeah. you like, if you're not irritated. A lot of times you do sound irritated.
That's what it is. Because yeah. she's always told me. It's the tone. Always told me in my tone. I'm like, I'm not even mad at you. Like, what are you talking about?
And then.
Yeah, I understand where she's coming from with that. She said that's always been the communication problem. But then when you really get irritated,
you start getting short.
Mm-hmm. I'm already short.
No, I'm talking about with the words.
Oh, okay.
It's sound effects and it's like sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like mean ass sarcasm.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
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 So I'm like, damn, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I perfect example. This morning at work, mm-hmm. it was at work too. I'm like, because this my coworker.
There's
was
no such
like,
thing as being toxic at work. Well, go ahead.
So fuck my coworker, I asked her to like look for this one job like sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So she came to my desk, asked me the job number. So she said, "You just write it down on the post-it."
Yeah.
So I took the post-it. I said, "What is it?" She said, "Just write it down." Okay, I'm gonna write it down. So what is it? That's how the tone was. I guess that's.
And she was like, "What the fuck is wrong with him?"
No, but she didn't say that. So
she was thinking it.
She was probably thinking it.
She was like, "This
thing." So I was like,
"What is it?" I hate Filipinos.
I punch his short ass in the top of the head.
He must not get no pussy.
Rice eating motherfuckers always got an attitude.
So sad.
Oh man.
But I mean, and one thing that you talked about a couple of episodes ago about like not having empathy, I guess that
that was a toxic trait. That yeah, a little bit. But I think
because you fucking flipped me on my head and you didn't even care.
What you mean? I was right there.
Hey, I ain't kidding. I said, "Get your ass up."
That was his big ass.
Like, nah.
I was like, "Get your ass up."
When I flip his ass and he go through it, even though he don't got no vert.
No more.
Oh, shit.
When I put on these LBs.
But, so, what are you doing to work towards it? You gotta find empathy.
I'm trying to be a little bit more patient. But it's a process.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta pretend you're talking to Phoenix.
That's the only person I'm very patient with. That's the problem
right now.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Gotta read some books, bro.
Yeah. Start Audible. Educating yourself.
Shout out to Audible.
Shout out to Audible, man.
I ain't say listen to books. Hey. You don't listen. That's the problem. How you gonna listen to books and you don't listen? I said,
you're right. I was trying to listen to the five. What was it? The Mafia of Five Families joint. I'm like, I'm so distracted with work and.
Well, that's different. That's a book you listen to in the car.
Yeah.
Man, I fuck around. Or the 48 Laws of Power. You already know I'll be falling asleep when I drive. Been on cars a whole pile up.
This motherfucker end up in the ditch at FedEx Field. Like, huh? What the fuck? I ain't know there was ditches over there.
I made them. Okay. But
you got any other toxic traits?
Yeah, I got a lot.
Shit.
That, of yourself?
This story definitely getting the wheels turning myself.
But no, I make I think I sometimes I don't, like, I ask questions and then I make assumptions. I don't get all the details.
Because you're African.
I draw my own conclusions a lot of times. So that's one. And then, I mean, I'm very defensive because I do feel that, I mean, like, I do everything with intent and purpose. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to certain, like, when it comes to certain things, it's like, yeah, I have a reason for it. So just like, that's how I like to come to understandings with people. That if I can explain to you, like, where my thought process was of it, because I didn't just do it just to do it, mm-hmm. that you would understand where I was trying to come from. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people just don't be wanting to hear it.
True. I was going to ask you, were you like that because you're short, but you didn't explain it.
Nah, I didn't realize that. I don't
Because that's another toxic trait you got.
Nah.
You got that Napoleon complex with your angry ass.
No
that
way.
That ain't real.
That
man.
Shit is nah, real.
That is it's not whole, real.
It's, man, that shit is real.
Napoleon complex is real, but I'm far from having that shit.
Right. No. I don't believe that.
No, that shit is real.
Because I
work with a lot of short.
I'm about to say I deal with people
the most aggressive motherfuckers at work. You're like, what the fuck you like that for?
And I'm realizing, like, I'm short, but I'm not that short.
You're like average.
What's average?
That's the average height. Average height is what, 5'8", right? 5'8"?
I'm like 5'7".
See?
That's average height is probably
below,
like,
average.
It's like 5'10". But like, nah, it be the motherfucker that's like 5'3".
Damn, yeah, that's a the Tory Lanez joint.
It's the it's a guy that works really in the cafeteria at my job. Short. That's like 4'11", and it's always like seeing how they act and react to shit.
You're not that hostile. You're not volatile.
Yeah,
but you do get angry.
Everybody gets angry.
Right,
a lot easier than some other niggas.
I don't be seriously angry.
He trying to categorize.
But nah, like, no, like, you right. You see me when I was upset.
Yeah.
Like being very upset. Mm-hmm. So
he also elbowed a nigga to death. Like Dusty Rhodes.
But you wasn't there. I was defending myself.
I don't know.
I take your word for it. I wasn't there. But it was hilarious.
We'll ask. You already know.
He was bleeding.
Yeah, but like I said, he started the shit.
This nigga was trying to kill that motherfucker.
I tried to stop.
I just remembered about the topic we were supposed to have about, like, perspective from short people versus tall people.
Remember that? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Oh, we just do that next time.
Yeah, that's like
possibly. Yeah. But yeah. What else you got, man? That list look kind of long.
Yeah.
being all or nothing. Like, I'm either in or I'm out. And
I don't see anything wrong with being black and white. Knowing where you stand.
Yeah. But I mean, and sometimes it's just like, I guess it's the patience of it. Because sometimes it's like, I've been in the whole time. And then now when you decide to come along, I'm already checked out.
Yeah. Sound like some trauma.
And sometimes, and also too, it's just like, I kind of, like, that kind of leads me to be, like, I'll start something because I'll be all in. And then I won't finish it because I check out.
I check out all the time, but I already said that, didn't I? So, that's my love.
I guess it's more of a, like, attention deficit.
Yeah, that ain't really toxic. That's
a dudududududududu.
A dudududu.
Yeah. I ain't put the H in mine because I ain't hyper with it.
Yes, you are. But so what, anybody else got any?
Nah, I think I'm.
Man, that's y'all toxic traits right there. Not seeing y'all on toxic traits, you toxic bastards. I hate y'all.
So, okay, so what do you think? Just go around a circle and see and name a toxic trait that we probably didn't name already for each of us.
Well, for you, I would say that you want people to open up, but you're not comfortable opening up to others. You're
fucking right.
So,
hold on, what?
That's not true, though.
Beast, you think you're slick.
What you mean? He hit the walk in.
He's laundry in there, man. What is wrong with you?
But I do open up to y'all. Yeah. To who I'm comfortable with. Now everybody don't get the open up.
And
thing.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But
and
even
I definitely open up to the women I talk to, and I need to get better at that.
And but like even with us, sometimes you don't open, like you'll give us sometimes like.
It takes a time.
Yeah, like some of it, but then it's just
it's
like
the African in me, fam. You gotta give them bits and pieces and let them put the puzzle together.
And then it's like once it gets to the point where you have to disclose all the information, it's just like, motherfucker, why didn't you say something? You know, like
I mean, it don't
before.
Ever be. It's that one time we smell it over here, man.
God,
but it was that one time during the summer where it was what it was, but.
I mean, I wouldn't even talk about that, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, outside of that, it's like, I mean, sometimes I don't see it as a big deal. I talk about it, and that's where you get the bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like, ah, this ain't that big of a deal. Then something happens where it triggers the fuck out of me, and it's like, yo, this what the fuck? And you're like, well, what the fuck? Why you ain't say that before? Because, you know, at the time, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's true. For, let's see. He's a his toxic trait is being an enabler.
This is true.
Oh,
you.
This is true.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I would say that's his toxic trait. Well, he already talked about his, but mm-hmm. I could say punctuality and
You gotta let the audience know who you're talking about right now.
Toddy B.
Toddy
B. We talk about the Toddies. Toddy Zay. He not a. Like, yeah, his punctuality, but we already spoke on that. And I would say he's toxic to himself with the people that he listens to.
I knew he was gonna say that. I knew that. I was surprised you ain't lead that with that first.
Say the best for last, huh?
Yeah. So nah. Like with the you know, the people he listens to and how he allows others to influence him, and it kind of I feel like it rattles his confidence.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. You know, pour my heart out, ask a question, meme. Or just straight silence. It's not funny, but it's funny. Yeah. So what about you, Gil? Like, what do you think the toxic trait is for us?
Honestly, I don't see anything toxic with you guys. I don't.
See, that's the enabler in them.
No, I'm saying I don't. It's like, because whenever we're around, it's like I never really see anything bad because I always see the good times we have. That's it. So it's like, why would I focus on anything toxic when I want to have fun with my boys?
That
sounds
like empathy to me.
That's real.
See, I'm empathetic, my guy. See?
What about you, B?
I don't even know. I guess, like, I think what you said, like, you downplay how, you know, how lit you actually are. Like, there are times I, like, on the podcast, I'd be like, yo, man, you dope as a creative. And you'd be like, oh, man, chill out, man. And I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm fucking serious. So, yeah, I think you downplay your greatness.
Never look at it as downplaying if I'm just trying to be modest about it.
Ah, good point. Because
I don't, you gotta understand, just because I'm whatever you think you see me as, I am a very, very private person. I am very, very to myself type of person. And everybody, I don't want everybody to know everything about me that's outside of this here, you know.
That's Big Shy right there.
Goddamn right.
Is that Big Shy?
Big yeah, Big Shy. Shy.
I'm taking sips. What about Meech?
I don't know. I feel like I had something, but I don't even.
What about Gil?
You don't gotta be scared. I ain't gonna put hands on you, beast. Oh, I know I used to try to hit on you when we was in high school and stuff like that, but I'm different.
Hit on the balls.
Oh no, I got it, but
thumb you to death, man. Trying to thumb you to death.
But I would say that my toxic trait to beast was I didn't say anything earlier.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, see, are you done?
What you mean?
You want to say Gales or?
No, nah, I can't think of Gales.
Your toxic trait, Meech, to me, is sometimes you don't speak up when you should because you're afraid to hurt people's feelings. And sometimes people need to hear.
What's with the fingers?
He pointed at me.
He's so passionate. He's African in me. Sometimes I feel like. we had a conversation here outside mm-hmm. about the podcast and stuff like that. And Meech was like saying all valid points that I already had been saying. But he's like, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm like, man, fuck that
shit.
Oh,
he didn't say it like when,
when the group was here. Right, but he'll say it to me. I'm like, nigga, say it to them. Right. Oh, I don't really know. I'm like, man, fuck that. We in this.
Oh, when it was
yeah, when the group was bigger.
Okay.
He like, oh, I don't want to say, man, fuck that shit. If they feel a way about it, then it's guilt. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
But
he ain't want to rattle cages. Fuck these niggas.
And also, like,
if they can't take that shit, then they shouldn't be in it.
Yeah.
But you just said it. You know, I get hands on.
Okay. At this point in life, at our big age.
Right.
If a motherfucker gets that offended when he trying to fight you, then he getting kicked out because he can't be in this. Mm-hmm. Because constructive criticism is part of being creative.
Right.
And part of a group. Like, if I can't criticize you, it's like I told Gail about that little drop, the beat, when the how you edited that one episode. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't like it, then he'll be like, hey, but, you know, then we're good. But if he gets to the point where he starts to disrespect me because I didn't come at him disrespectful, mm-hmm. then that's something more deep-seated in him that we got to address. So yeah. If you tell a nigga, hey, bro, you keep saying this and you're not doing this and you're not doing that, and the nigga just sit there and be like, man, fuck you, then he wasn't really in it to begin with. Then he got to go.
Stamp.
You feel
this
me?
Is true.
Some shit. I mean, fuck, we, whatever audience we have for this podcast, we built this shit. We learned this shit on the fly. We are
facts.
We're at a point where our podcast sounds and looks a lot better because we put in the work. Yeah. So if a motherfucker is showing up and not putting in the work, then the fuck you doing here? Mm-hmm. You could be our boy outside of this, but this is what we do.
This is our thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, and for Beast, I mean, like, same thing for me said. You let people rattle your confidence. And, you know, sometimes you put yourself around people who decide to use your shortcomings to build themselves up, and it kills your confidence. And sometimes I think you're a glutton for that punishment. And
that's crazy. I don't even be noticing shit like that. But I need examples off podcast. Like, yo.
I mean, but Meechan said it. I mean, it's
no,
like,
I need like
it's like
real,
okay, I can
like,
give you an
give
example
you,
now.
I'll
somebody
give,
that,
I'll
somebody
give you
that
some off
talks down. No, somebody that you know. Not it don't even have to be somebody, but just tell me if this sounds familiar. Somebody that you know is in a group of people, but he finds you as the person to talk down to and make fun of, so he can make himself look better in front of everybody else.
Aside from that person, I know you.
No, and just no. That's just an example. It could be somebody you hung out with. It could be with us. It could be with other people. People will try to make you the butt of the joke just so they can make themselves look better. That sound familiar?
Yeah.
But you still hang out with them, even though you're like, yo, what the fuck you doing that for? That sound familiar?
Yeah. I could check. I could.
You could check a nigga and be like, hey, bro, what the fuck? Why the fuck you keep trying to drone on me? It's 10 other people in the circle. It's 5 other people in the circle. But you just sit there. You fade to the back. You get quiet. You get on your phone. Then you find the first chance you get to leave, you leave.
But you know.
Then you come back and hang out.
But you know, like, as I've gotten older, a lot of stuff that used to bother me don't as much anymore. Not really.
But so you shouldn't like I just bury it, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, like basically, at this point, it shouldn't be something that's like, oh, well, like, it doesn't bother me anymore. It's like, it's more so, like, the shit shouldn't be happening, yeah. And it should have never been happening.
100%. It's one thing to joke, it's another thing to embarrass. Mm.
But we'll finish off here.
Yeah. But, like, for Gail is an enabler. But that's because Gail cares so much for the people in his life that he ignores the stuff that they're doing that's detrimental. And this is my toxic trait because I apologize for Gail a lot when Gail does his good stuff. Like, me and Meech will talk about, he'd be like, oh, he doing this, but that's just how he is. So, you know, I think I could enable without even being there because I'm finding excuses for him, even though he shouldn't be like, nah, man, you got to figure this shit out on your own. Yeah. I can't give you this because I got other shit going on in my life that you can't even help me with, but you keep asking me, and I'm your crutch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, you know, Gail in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Let's move forward. Toxic traits that we don't like, or stuff that we've dealt with that we found that were like kind of like fucked up and we don't ever want to deal with that again. I can go first if you guys want me to give you guys an example.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
I get my stuff I hate is women who tell you some fucked up shit and then they come back and still act like we're cool. Because it's like, you just fucked me up with what the fuck you just said. But then you jump back and like, oh yeah, we cool. You did some fucked up shit. Like, you know, or we was talking, then you just ghosted and came back like nothing happened. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I hate people like that because if I fuck up, coming like forever. When I ghost people, if I ghost somebody and I stepped off and I stepped back and then I want to come back in, I at least address it before I decide to move on. It's people that will like disappear, pop back in and act like nothing happened. Yeah. And like, you don't even know, maybe I was into your conversation or into our conversations or I was starting to like you or whatever, but then you disappeared on me. Now you gone. Now you coming back like I'm supposed to just feel the same. Like you ain't just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody got any examples?
I would say people who always try to, like, I guess, like, play victim.
That's another one of mine, too. Where it's always somebody else's like, fault, but it's not their fault.
Because, like, after a while, you will start to see where the person was doing certain things that led to other things.
Because it always ends up being the same story with a different person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they jealous or they this. Like, everybody can't be jealous of you, bro.
Facts.
Exactly. Everybody not hating on you. Everybody not jealous. Like,
Like, you always falling. It's always you falling out with somebody, but it's always their fault. But it's a different person. They don't even know each other, but y'all fell out for the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I don't have none, really. Because, I mean, I've only dealt with one other toxic person, and I've just put that behind me.
I mean, it could be with friends.
I'm about to say, it doesn't have anybody. To be, like, relationship-wise. Like, it could just be with people.
Another one of mine is... My bad, Meech.
Oh, yeah, you good.
Another one of mine is people who don't take accountability for what they done. It's always like an excuse, or you know, they try to divert when they make mistakes. Like, you fuck up and you like, well, if this person ain't do this, then I wouldn't be like, nah, you fucked up, not them.
You know that sounds like my dad.
Ooh, that sounded deep.
Yeah, I'm. That's all I could say. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I second that, but like even with like, but more like with the victim mentality. Yeah, it's definitely my dad.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nigga.
That's a whole different episode right there.
See, my dad's an enabler. He doesn't speak up, and he, I don't mind saying it because I've told him this. He doesn't speak up, and he'll complain away from the situation, but never actually do something to change the situation.
I think that's a foreign thing. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You know, they did this, they did that, and then they come, oh, well, okay, if that's what you want. Like, no, nigga, you just told me you ain't like that right. Shit. What the fuck we doing?
Yeah.
Man, I don't like when people don't, I don't like when people, like, when it come to, like business or potential collaboration, whatever, like, communication, like, I don't like that shit. Like, I mean, granted, I'm not the best at it. I'm always improving. I'll take, you know, I hold myself accountable or responsible, you know, if I don't communicate. But, like, I had a situation happen early this week or last week. This photographer that I met online, and I'm like, yo, man, we, what?
No, go ahead. Talk.
Oh, and we, you know, I admire his work. So I'm like, okay, we in alignment creatively. So it's just like, so one day he posted stories. Pause. But like one day he posted his stories, this post, and I was like, yo, man, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna take this style, and like, it could have been my approach too. I was like, yo, I'm gonna take this style, like, and I'm gonna just use it for myself, but in a niche type of way. And he was like, yo, man, I'm gonna be real with you, you know, use it for inspiration, but don't take my style. And I was like, yeah, I clarified, like, of course, I that's what I intend to do. So I made this video, this review joint, and a couple days later, I noticed that he unfollowed me. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, it got to be about that. I know full agreements talk about don't make assumptions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the timeline of things like, yo, we was cool Tuesday. I posted it Thursday for this event or whatever. Then come Sunday, you not follow me. I send you a DM. It's like, yo, I noticed you unfollowed me. Was it something I said? And mind you, like, I'm telling him, like, hey, this is how I plan to go about things. You'll see. And it's like, I'm thinking, like, okay, if this is something that upsets you, if I told you, hey, this is how I'm going to do it, wait and see. If it's something that bothered you,
why won't you? He kind of told you, though.
Huh?
He kind of told you,
though.
No,
he did. But I told him, like, yo, I'm not going to do it exactly the way you're going to do it. I can, but because you said something, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use it as inspiration and make my own style, which I did. And it's like, yo, okay. If I'm telling you what I'm going to do, if I'm listening to you and I put the video out, if it bothered you and we ain't had no real issues, we ain't had no issues at all, why couldn't you communicate and be like, hey, yo, I peep what you did and I don't really like it. At least communicate that as opposed to like, oh, okay, you just going to follow me.
I would have reported that shit.
Hell yeah. Wow. Beat on you and when he see you.
And you know, on some real shit though, on some real shit, bruh, it's like, he not doing, it's not some unique type of thing that he's doing. Like, everybody's on some real shit. Everybody's copying from everybody.
Yeah, but I was about to say that.
But so, what he's doing, it's like, yo, it's some shit that I would have thought of. Like, I've told him on several occasions, like, look, man, yo, we so in alignment. Like, it's like, you just be in my head. Like, you be, the stuff that you do, oh, shit. It's like the stuff that you, like the creative work that you do is something that I would do or something that I would have thought of already. But you know, it's just like, it's like, yo, like, it's people making review videos, it's people doing the same shit that you're doing. You're not doing this crazy fucking, you know, idea or whatever. Yeah,
he
like
ain't
that
doing it like Prim's Hood Cinema though.
Yeah.
Plug.
And so it's just like, man, like, yo, communicate that shit. That, like, don't be on no pussy shit and be like, all right, shit. Well, I'm gonna unfollow you and then just and not respond after we've been, you know, connecting. Cause I'm looking at him like, oh shit, we can really collab. We can be on some help you type shit. Like, yo, let's shoot each other. Like, you doing this like I'm doing it. So like we can run it up together. Mm-hmm. So that's the shit that made me mad. Like, yeah, all of it, I feel like all it was like a conversation, a further conversation. If it really bothered you
saying,
that much,
you saying he's just too sensitive.
Yeah, man, sensitive dog. Like,
sound like you got sensitive about it too.
I know, man, because that shit made me so mad.
Follow me,
like, that shit made me
What's that video with Bernie Mac? Fuck him.
Fuck him. Man. Fuck him up against the wall. You gotta watch that movie.
I mean, I did have a moment where that shit really bothered me. But then, like, you know, as days went on, I was like, man, fuck that dude. Like, yeah, I'm about to just
sound like it still
bothers
you.
I mean, it still bothers me, but not as much as it did the other day. Because it's like, man, like, shit. Like, I really,
the new story.
I was really trying to do some creative work.
Yeah. I'm be honest with you. People be hitting me up about collabing and doing all kinds of shit. Man, everybody wants to jump in when they think the shit is doing whatever, man. Yeah. I don't be wanting to hear that shit sometimes.
And you know,
it's some people that I do want to fuck with, mm-hmm. but it'd be like the people that's over eager that to collab. I'd be like, I can't trust it because
and I gotta see some of you. I gotta see your work first.
And that's the thing, right? I'm glad you said that. And that's the thing, right? It'd be one thing where like I ain't have my own shit going on. Like, oh yeah, I'm just starting. I'm trying to like, you know, pause, dick ride and shit like that. I had to say pause, preface. But it's like, yo, like, why are you looking at
me? A little too liberal with these words, man, these buzzwords.
But it's like, yo, I'm like, look, hold up. I got my own shit. Like, I don't need to work with you, but I fuck with you, and I'm coming at you, like, on some respect shit. Like, I respect what you're doing. Like, yo, we can collab over compete. But don't get it twisted. Like, yo, I got my own body of work here. Like, this, so, man.
This
nigga's angry. That shit really bothers me.
You asked him what bothers him.
That's like, man. Oh, man.
I would say another one that like gets on my nerves is people who live in the past. Like always talking about what they did. You know, like kind of like wanting you to feel sorry for them, but like they talk about like what they did and how things used to be and everything like that. But it's like, what you gonna do to make it better in the future? So like, don't keep living in the past. Like, that shit is toxic.
I'm sorry, I agree with that too, because the Parkdale alumni always talk about how Parkdale used to be. Motherfucker, the school's 75% Hispanic now. The shit ain't never gonna be the way it used to be. Either you're gonna help move forward, or you gotta get the fuck out the way. But stop fucking criticizing, because you ain't here every day asking kids to play sports, and motherfuckers like, well, I don't play sports. I'm going home. Or they look at you, they hit you with the I don't speak English face because they don't want to talk to you.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate people that's like that. So I agree with you, bro. Like, niggas be also, yeah, when I was this, okay, that's cool.
Man, I want to add to that, like a variation. Man, I don't like when people be like, man, if I knew all this information, like, you know, 10 years ago, years, you know, in high school, I'd be lit. I'm like, bruh, what you gonna do now, bruh? Like, you can't, I feel you, but you can't go back in time to just whatever. And on some real shit, one could argue, it's like, okay, well, if you knew this information back then, would the person then have taken this information and ran with it? Or would have been like, oh, shit, you know, like, I got insecurities and doubts and like, like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe people can make money off of this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to apply myself. So it's just like, man, look. And it's one thing if you say it once or twice or here and there or whatever like that. But you saying this shit every time. It's like, bruh, like, okay, like,
we get it.
Like, I don't know how to
take it up earlier.
You know it now and you still not doing shit with it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
Basically. Oh, shit.
Like, you're not even trying, like, not even a smidget, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but yeah, nah, you right.
That shit bothers me.
So, I guess we're at the end, right?
Yeah.
oh, shit, you gotta.
Yeah, nah, but before we get off, I wanna say I lost one of my former players. I told you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the streets to try to save him. Didn't want to stop. Damn. got caught in the car, got shot in the head, passed away. He's only 16, turning 17. It's a kid. So I want to say rest in peace, Dawu. He was a kid that wanted to do good, but the people around him kind of didn't let that happen. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, I could be wrong, but that's the perspective I had. So, you know, it's hard out here for these kids. Some kids, peer pressure is a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of kids in the school were sad about it. Did a memorial service for him in the building. So, you know, just want to say condolences to his family. I never met his mother because he used to just show up by himself. So, you know, I was fucked up about it because it happened the day before my birthday. But, you know, I want to say condolences to his family and, you know, we're praying for him. And, you know, just watch over the youngins and don't always be quick to dismiss them just because they're acting wild. Because sometimes your words, whether they might listen to them or might not be listening to them at the time, they always come back full circle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well said.
Damn.
On that note,
we out.
Minority Minds Podcast.